Mary Espinosa is a U.S. citizen, but some of her family members are not. That was the biggest thing on the 18-year-old's mind as she walked into the polls this year to vote for the first time.
It's frustrating and it's hard, you know, living with uncertainty because it's not, you never know what's going to happen.
Espinosa says she knows families who've been split apart by deportation. She was one of the speakers the Latin American Coalition brought to Packard Place today to talk about the impact of the Latino vote.
Now I can go up to people and be like, I'm the reason you're in office. Like, I'm the one who voted for your job, and I think that we put you where you are. Like, you need to represent the community.
That community is growing rapidly in North Carolina and across the country. Armando Belmas is the Latin American Coalition spokesman.
About 10% of the electorate nationwide is now self-identified as Latino. And that's the first time in U.S. history that the number has gone into double digits.
And their votes played a major role in re-electing President Obama, in part because of his administration's immigration policies. For example, some children whose parents came to the country illegally have been allowed to stay if they work or go to school. It's called deferred action.
There was some concern about a new president coming in and taking deferred action away. So this probably opens the door to a few more kids out there who might want to go ahead and apply now that they know they're going to be okay for at least the next 4 years.
It's a temporary fix. Belmas says he hopes the president goes beyond that with immigration reform. That'll likely require a bipartisan effort. Belmas is optimistic the Latino turnout for this election will force some Republicans who previously took a hard line on immigration to come around.
From here on out, you can't win elections without the support of the Latino vote. And that's, I think, something that they're going to realize.
Belmas says the Latin American Coalition is planning to reach out even more to Republican legislators. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.